This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, August 6th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF's 14th annual Summer Jazz Series will come to a close with guitarist Vic Juris Saturday, August 11th at 8 p.m. in Walton Arts Center Star Theater. Juris will be joined by James Grayson on bass and Darren Novotny on drums. He taught himself how to play guitar before a 40-year career alongside the likes of Dizzy Gillespie, Phil Woods, and Sarah Vaughan. Tickets, including limited cabaret seating, are available at 443-5600 or waltonartscenter.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we begin a series that looks at some of the lesser-known sports in the Summer Olympics. We have a story on the basics of table tennis. And musical duo Chase Missy returns to the studio. The husband-wife duo stopped by to discuss their upcoming performances in Fayetteville. We have those stories and more, but first, Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman of Arkansas and First District Congressman Rick Crawford have initiated a new trade agreement with Panama to increase trading with Arkansas companies. University of Arkansas Agriculture Vice President Mark Cochran is traveling with them and is optimistic about strengthening the relationship to encourage free trade.
What we're pledging to do is re-energize our relationship, look at collaborations between our Cooperative Extension Service and the Extension Service in ways that we can foster the development of best practices and some agriculture production efficiencies.
Senator Pryor says cooperation between the two parties will result in better options for the state.
Talk about Arkansas and try to help create jobs in Arkansas and just promote the assets of our state and familiarize ourselves with what they have to offer here and how we can strengthen those relationships.
The new contract will work to increase jobs in agricultural sectors, as well as provide international studying opportunities for University of Arkansas students. The Springdale Public Works Department has started working on the raised concrete crosswalks on Emma Avenue. Emma Avenue at the front of Shiloh Square will be closed to traffic for approximately 2 weeks while the construction work is being completed. The raised crosswalk is part of the Razorback Greenway coming into the downtown area. The Razorback Greenway is a trail system that will eventually connect Fayetteville all the way to Bentonville. A marked detour will be placed around the work zone, and local traffic will be allowed to use Emma Avenue, but they will not be allowed to cross over the construction zone in front of Shiloh Square. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals used a 3-run first inning to defeat the Arkansas Travelers 5-1 last night at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. The Naturals will wrap up their 4-game series against the Travelers tonight at 7:05. The Nats will send left-hander Noel Argurias against the Travelers' right-hander Jarrett Grube. A total of 12 current and former University of Arkansas student-athletes are representing their respective countries at this year's Summer Olympics, and two of them had a strong showing in track and field events this weekend. Veronica Campbell-Brown added to her career medal collection Saturday with a third-place finish in the finals of the women's 100 meters. The former Razorback standout charged down the track at Olympic Stadium in a season-best time of 10.81 seconds to secure the bronze medal. With her performance in Saturday's 100-meter final, Campbell-Brown clinched her 6th career Olympic medal and matched her bronze showing in the event at the 2004 Olympics in Athens. Tyson Gay ran a season-best time of 9.8 seconds in the final of the men's 100 meters. Gay finished in 4th place, just 1/100th of a second out of medal position. Gay's time was the fastest non-medal performance in Olympic history. Sunday's race marked the first career Olympic final for Gay. Tonight, throughout the listening area, expect mostly clear skies with a low in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas and a low in the 70s in the River Valley. Tomorrow, expect sunny skies with a high near 97 in northwest Arkansas, and in the River Valley, expect a high near 101 with index values as high as 105. Tomorrow night, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a low in the 70s. Looking ahead to later in this week, the next best chance for precipitation will be Wednesday when there's a 20 to 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms.